Gambling News Brief by CasinoReviews.net. Here are today's top stories. Thailand's cabinet gets behind casino legalization effort. The Thai cabinet has recently signed off on a potential casino plan for Thailand. It marks a pivotal moment in Thailand's legislative process concerning the gambling industry and could speed up the introduction of casino gambling in the country. This move initiates a 30-day feasibility study by the Ministry of Finance to consider the introduction of integrated resorts, IR, with casinos into the country's tourism and entertainment sectors. The proposal suggests a transformative vision for Thailand's fun economy, aiming to integrate tourism, sports, and entertainment venues. Ukrainian Gambling Authority approves 152 applications in Q1 2024. Ukraine's gambling regulator, the Commission for the Regulation of Gambling and Lotteries in Ukraine, CRAIL, has announced that it has evaluated 194 gambling license applications in the first quarter of this year. The regulator has seen a surge in license applications and approved a total of 152 of the 194 requests. Of the approvals, 138 were for gaming machines, suggesting that there is significant interest in expanding the country's gaming operations. Entain share price peaks following takeover rumors. Sport betting and online gambling firm Entain has achieved its highest share price in a month, following news of a potential buyout of the company, which emerged at the beginning of the week. On Monday's market close, Entain's share was valued at £825, the highest it has reached since March 6, when it closed at £830.40. In the past couple of days, there have been speculations suggesting that various companies, including private equity Apollo, were considering potential acquisition bids for Entain. VGCCC issues new rules for operators issuing customer statements. The Australian state regulator has announced that gaming operators in the region must adhere to new guidelines when generating customer statements relating to betting activity. The change aims to provide customers of gambling companies with an accurate reflection on their gambling habits over a set period. The regulator wants customer statements to be consistent across the gaming industry and transparent for players. The change came after the VGCCC sampled 12 statements from gaming operators in the industry late in 2022. Virginia Gov pushing for changes to proposed skill games legislation. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has introduced substantial amendments to the legislation that would legalize skill games in the state. He is proposing stringent regulations that aim to reshape the future of the games, although they may not be enough to clear a path for approval. The governor's amendments seek to enforce a higher tax rate of 35% on the revenue generated from these machines, a significant increase from what was previously proposed by lawmakers. This move is indicative of the governor's intent to exert greater control over the operation of skill games. For a more in-depth look at what is going on in the world of gambling and casinos, be sure to check out the full story articles at CasinoReviews.net.